KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243 CT Reading.
Are you new to crypto? It can leave you feeling unsure of what to do. Help is available. From getting started to securing your cryptos, you don't need to go it alone. Bitcoin 530 will take you by the hand to help you move forward with your crypto journey. Schedule a free consultation with Bitcoin 530 at bitcoin530.io or give them a call at 530-324-5175. That's bitcoin530.io.
I'm Lee Hull.
And I'm Lee Esses.
And we co-host Writing Room.
It's a 10-minute podcast in which we, an author,
and her editor,
cover lessons we've learned about the writing process.
Writing Roots is available on iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere you find your podcasts. And don't forget to always
write selfishly.
From the Abraham Lincoln Radio Studio at the George Washington Broadcast Center, Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty. The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Gas thieves on the run. Three white trucks at the pumps at this Chevron station in Long Beach. The trucks are equipped with huge plastic tanks. They break the gas pump so it just keeps dispensing. The thieves have hit at least three L.A. area gas stations. In Wilmington, they got away with more than 5,000 gallons, $30,000 worth of diesel.
Bunch of savages in this town. Yeah, as gas gets more expensive, more of it is stolen. It reminds me of the great copper looting craze of the late 2000s, when every house was getting foreclosed on and short sale or whatever, and it would sit empty, and thieves, often tweakers, would come in and just pull all the wire. Well, now it's gas and diesel. That's expensive, and so look for widespread thieving coming to a block near you. I wanted to tip our cap to the domestic scene. Also, the rampant inflation shows no sign of slowing. In fact, some of the energy bill stories coming in are just horrendous, especially in the Northeast, but it's spreading across the country because it's natural gas, to a large extent, is used to create electric power in the United States, and to the extent that it is, those prices are skyrocketing because of the Russian conflict, and so you know what's happened to your car prices and your housing prices and your food prices. Look for your energy prices to kick you squarely where it hurts as well, at least in the near term, and goodness knows how long it's going to continue. So getting back to the lead story of the day, Volodymyr Zelensky, president of Ukraine, delivered an urgent, impassioned plea to Congress, asking for more military aid to defeat Russia, describing the threat his nation faces as an attack on the democratic values championed by the United States. It was really a humdinger. If you didn't hear it, we'll play some highlights a little bit later, or you can grab the Hour One podcast later on. He showed a real knowledge of American history and invoked some of the dark moments in our history, the attack on Pearl Harbor, 9/11, to explain how Ukraine feels right now. And I've got to admit, I had to hearken back to some of the feelings I had, we all had, in the wake of the 9/11 attacks, in which countries around the world flew the flag. Man, I'm getting chills even talking about this. Flew the American flag, said we're all Americans today, and joined with us to stand against the unspeakable evil. And there's a part of me, there's a part of you, I'll bet, that wants desperately to do the same thing for the Ukrainians. As I was talking about last hour, to tell Vladimir Putin the skies of Ukraine are about to be dark with the aircraft of NATO, and they're coming to rout your forces and rout them way we will. We will decimate your forces. This war is over as of noon tomorrow. You have one day to cease hostilities and turn around. But it's a little more complicated than that. Nuclear-armed Russia. A cornered beast like Putin, what does he do? That's the push to the pull of Volodymyr Zelensky's eloquent speech, desperately asking for help. He said, and perhaps one of the most powerful moments, that I think he said he was 45 years old or something like that. Might as well be. He said, my age has stopped now. It stopped when the 100 beating hearts of Ukrainian children stopped at once in the latest bombardment. Just unbelievable. Some of the reactions pouring in. Ben Sasse, who may be the smartest guy in the Senate. The guy is so smart, he makes me feel like a squirrel or a beaver or something like that. He's just incredibly well-read. That doesn't mean he's right about everything, by the way. But he is a very, very bright guy, and I think he's right about most things. But he says Zelensky needs more stingers, more javelins, more drones, including switchblades, more grenade launchers, more machine guns, more ammo, more surface-to-air missile defense systems, SA-8s, SA-10s, SA-11s, and yes, more planes. Get the Ukrainians the damn MiGs. Get them anti-ship missiles, too. If they can shoot it, we can ship it. These are the words of Ben Sasse. Here's the problem in a nutshell. The whole world knows what Putin is for. He's for murdering Ukrainian moms and babies. The whole world knows what Zelensky is for. He's for his country and for the free world. But the whole world is only hearing what the Biden administration is against. At every turn, this administration has said what America won't do. Here's what we should be for. Our strategic goal should be to help Ukraine win, not to help them lose as slowly as possible, as many in Washington seem resigned to accept. To help Ukraine win, our tactical goal should be to help the Ukrainians inflict as many casualties on Putin's invaders as possible, with as much weaponry and intelligence as possible. When Ukraine asks, our response should be, how fast can we get it there? Not, how will the lawyers explain this? Zelensky needs more and America to do more. On the topic of the MiGs, which has been an interesting discussion, we have reached out, as we usually do, to a variety of folks, including military analyst Mike Lyons, whose opinion we value very highly. And Mike was very skeptical of the idea for a number of reasons, which I think are addressed pretty thoroughly in what I found to be a terrific Twitter string. This from Robert Farley, who's a professor of political science and military operations in the United States. I believe he's a Brit, but it doesn't matter. Let me read this to you, see what you think. Going to try to thread the needle on this Polish MiG thing. The first thing is to appreciate that when this idea was first floated last week, and let's see, when did he post this? Yeah, it was actually a week and a half ago now. It was absolutely insane. And everyone with any kind of knowledge of the field knew it was insane. Didn't stop us from writing about it, because, of course, the whole let's invade Ukraine at the start of mud season is also insane. And here we are. He's talking about the Russians making that tactical mistake. But every responsible analysis indicated, A, there would be a problem with pilot training. B, there would be a problem with maintainers. If I can jump in just for a second, any of you who've served certainly in the Air Force or the any of the air forces of the United States understands that for every pilot and plane, there are many people who keep that plane flyable. And that's what he's talking about with the maintainers. Getting back to the why it's an insane idea, furnishing those MiGs, or it was originally. See, there would be problems backfilling aircraft to whichever country transferred the MiGs. That specifically that Poland was going to give their MiGs to Ukraine, and in return they would love some American jets, F-16s or 18s, I'm not sure, I'm not an expert on that sort of thing. Part of the problem with that is that those planes had been promised to Taiwan, and obviously, that's a little uncomfortable if we short them their planes right now, right? Getting back to his list of why it was a bad idea at the time. There would be problems pilot training in the backfilled aircraft. There would be neutrality problems, and a few MiGs are going to have much less military impact than SAMs, surface-to-air missiles. So he said, you know, get them the SAMs, for goodness sakes. And he goes on, and probably half a dozen other reasons I can't think of for why this could not happen in the time frame that we were working with. And so it's not surprising that the deal has not come off. But at some point, we have to reevaluate our time frames. Because a thing that is not possible in 3 days or 3 weeks might well be possible in 3 months. And at this point, we need to seriously entertain the prospect that Ukraine will continue to hold the territory necessary for fixed-wing operations in 3 months. In 3 months, you can train pilots, modify existing aircraft, backfill from a variety of sources, set up maintenance and supply infrastructure, work out procedures to transfer without violating neutrality, etc. Let me jump in there and say the whole neutrality thing is, boy, is that a blurry line. I mean, we're arming the S out of the Ukrainians. So the idea that we're quote-unquote neutral is obviously ludicrous. The question becomes neutral enough not to start a world war, I suppose, but we've talked enough about that. So back to the analysis. And in 3 months, the Russian Air Force may itself be suffering from some serious attrition from Ukrainian air defenses, along with shoddy maintenance, accidents, etc. And so while pouring a bunch of poorly prepped pilots and sketchy aircraft into the fight now is insane, the introduction of new Ukrainian Air Force in, say, June might have a hell of an impact. And so, administration policy should not be to give up on the transfer, but to proceed at a deliberate pace designed to maximize effectiveness of the aircraft and maximize potential impact. I thought that was a really, really sound analysis. Zelensky and his commanders, who I believe have earned our respect and trust to whatever extent a superpower like the United States can trust anybody, because we have to pursue our own self-interest, obviously, in that of NATO. But to the extent that they could conceivably have earned our respect and trust, they have. They absolutely have. And if Volodymyr Zelensky and his command are saying, get us the MiGs, we can use the MiGs, because they plan on holding their country. They don't plan on giving up. They don't plan on being defeated. In fact, the very idea is unthinkable. And they're fighting like wolverines against the Russians everywhere around the country to make sure that defeat doesn't happen. So I'm reminded of the old adage that the best time to plant an oak tree is 50 years ago. The second best time is today. Though it might take time for weapons or weapon systems like the MiG fighter jets, fighter bombers, might take time for those to be useful online. Let's go ahead and plant that oak tree. And if indeed events play out tragically in a way that ends the conflict in the worst way before those MiGs can be utilized, well, okay, that's fine. We tried. But to assume that there is no long term, I think would be a betrayal of the Ukrainian people, and I think we would regret it very much. You know, why don't we end this segment once again with an expression of the spirit of the Ukrainian people, which is both amazing and awesome and a little bit funny in a way. This is clip number 30, please, Michael.
Just down the road, I meet Nina Chitalyuk, who seems like a sweet 71-year-old grandmother.
By the way, Nina says that if she saw Vladimir Putin, she would strangle him with her own hands right now.
I'm ready, she says. If by God the Russians come here, I'll shoot them all and my hands won't even shake. I'll throw grenades at them.
It's the Armstrong and Getty Show. We'll be back.
Armstrong and Getty.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Dealing with ED is difficult enough, but the pressure of not satisfying your partner makes it even worse. ED can be tough on a relationship, but at HIMSS, you can contact a medical provider online and, if appropriate, get the prescription medication that treats ED at affordable prices. HIMSS ED medication has the same active ingredients as Viagra, but because it's generic, you pay 90% less. That's right, 90% less. A whole month's supply is just $30, and it's sent right to your home for free in discreet packaging. HIMSS offers the same medication you'd get from your doctor, but without the copay, expensive appointments, or awkward face-to-face conversations. And with HIMSS, every online visit is free, and your relationship right back on track. For a free online consultation, go to 4hims.com/joy. That's 4hims.com/joy for your free visit. forhims.com/joy.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents
and Doug.
Check it out, Limu, a roadside carnival.
Step right up, folks. Test your strength. Come see the fire-breathing baby.
Let's fan out and tell people that Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need.
Look, an emu wearing sunglasses.
Limu, you're famous. Only pay for what you need.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
So the dream was to build your very own law practice. Be your own boss, call all the shots. But have things like billing, HR, timekeeping, and all the other management stuff turned your dream into a nightmare? Take charge of your practice with Lexicon. We're the intersection of practice management software and legal support services for your firm. You'll get more billable and livable hours back. Lexicon marks the spot for all your practice management needs. Visit lexiconservices.com/intersection.
Ah, this is so frustrating.
What's up?
Well, I'm trying to order my wedding invitations on Vista.
Don't say it. Don't do it.
Huh?
If you're thinking of buying wedding invitations online, don't do it. Call Minuteman Press of Reading and keep that business local. Planning a wedding is tough enough without hassling with details like invitations. Minuteman Press of Reading is a full-service printer that will handle your cards from design to printing to envelopes. And their staff is super friendly and knowledgeable and can help you get what you really want.
You got the number?
It's 221-0400. That's 221-0400. Call now.
It's almost April, and you know what that means. Cool April nights. Prepare yourself and your classic car for lots of show and shine, entertainment, and best of all, classic cars cruising around town all month. This year's official events will take place April 22nd through May 1st. And be sure to check out their website at CoolAprilNights.com for this year's schedule of events and to register your cars. Mark your calendars for the big show on April 30th, which will feature over 2,000 classic cars. Cool April Nights is also celebrating its 31st anniversary as the largest classic car show in Northern California. So, now is the time to polish up that classic car, dust off that leather jacket and jeans, and get ready for lots of show and shine, live music, and best of all, classic cars cruising around town all month. Tickets on sale soon at Napa Auto Parts. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage is now open at their new location at 1773 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway Center in Anderson, featuring new and existing vendors. Memory Lane is open from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. and features furniture, jewelry, sports memorabilia, antique desks and dressers, dolls and toys, clothing and hats, along with hand-carved decor, pictures and paintings, and so much more. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage, now open at their new location at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson in the Gateway Shopping Center.
It's a bright new day. The sun is shining, the birds are singing, and there's never been a better day to try Mount Shasta spring water. Hi, I'm Bob the Drop. I come from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta. I'm bottled at the source. It doesn't get more cool and refreshing than that, and it's delivered right to your door. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally, the best. Start your bright new day by calling 1-800-922-6227 to order some of the best tasting water on the planet. Mount Shasta spring water.
This is Carl Bott. Join me April 23rd at the Wind River Event Center for the 28th Annual Reading Chapter of Safari Club International Banquet. Dinner, games, auctions, raffles, and more. Win hunting trips, guns, artwork, hunting and outdoor gear during the banquet. Someone will win a safe and two guns. For more information and tickets, go to sciredding.org or call 530-474-5075.
I will say what I know we all say, and I will say over and over again. The United States stands firmly with the Ukrainian people in defense of the NATO alliance.
Wait, what? Stand with the Ukrainian people in defense of the NATO alliance that they're not in, and we won't let them in? Was there supposed to be an and in there somewhere, or an ampersand or a semicolon or something? What the hell are you talking? Surely that was a prepared speech, right? They can't let her ad lib just on any topic whatsoever. So that is the vice president of the United States, which is still difficult to believe, especially if you followed her early career, which has been just awful. Meanwhile, speaking of the vice president and that sort of thing, I give you the president of the United States speaking. I think this was yesterday at the White House, clip 22.
But there's been a little change in the arrangement of who's on the stage because of the first lady's husband contracting COVID. But look at this room and what you see. Pardon? That's right. She's fine.
It's me. That's not together. The second lady, the first gentleman. How about that?
Oh, boy. So that doddering old man is the president of the United States.
Pull that bat and come clear.
That's right, the very fellow to whom Volodymyr Zelensky was issuing his grave and desperate plea for more arms and more help. That the president explaining that the first lady's husband has COVID. Somebody pointed out to him, you're the first lady's husband. And he said, oh, yeah, the first man, the second, the first man. Just say the vice president's husband, all right? Excuse me, coronavirus. The husband of the idiot vice president has COVID. Anyway, we wish him a speedy recovery. Speaking of floundering old people, decided to take a break this segment from the Ukraine stuff. Coming up, some interesting analysis of the spot Putin finds himself in. Some interesting emails from you all about Vlad Putin and the conflict in Ukraine, and more reaction from American and world leaders to Vladimir Zelensky's speech before Congress. But this is, believe it or not, the woman two heartbeats away from the president, the third in succession. This is Nancy Pelosi, the Speaker of the House of Representatives, 20.
Putin is trying to bait the trap so that we go in, and that's the beginning, could be the beginning of World War III. Putin, totally irresponsible, using weapons that are not allowed under the Geneva Convention. Putin, who threatens use of chemical weapons, nuclear, and the rest. So they know that we can't, but it's the ask. Now, he was this morning more, if we can't have a no-fly zone, let us have our own, and we need the airplanes to come in. This morning he was less on the ask for the policy, more on let us do it, help us get the planes. But also there is a school of thought that thinks the anti-aircraft missiles and the rest are a very important way. Myself, when I see those tanks, that 40 miles of tanks, I'd like to take out those tanks. I mean, I think that them having more planes might be useful, but that I'm not a military strategist.
So I agreed with her on that last part, but that is a very, very old lady. And with due respect to our elders, I won't make fun, but that is a very old lady trying to express her sentiments and doing so very poorly. She won't be the Speaker of the House much longer, but it is ironic that her title is the Speaker of the House when she can barely speak. But if we get through this period with this leadership without some sort of worse cataclysm than we're dealing with right now, with the inflation and the economic problems and the conflagration in Ukraine and the perhaps spread of the said conflagration. If we get through that with these folks in place, we will have dodged a bullet. Vlad Putin, what's his position right now? What are the threats to his rule? Reaction of Volodymyr Zelensky's speech. Some highlights if you hadn't heard it coming up next. If not, grab the podcast later.
Hey guys, there is some important news that all men should take very seriously. Your prostate health. Are you urinating more frequently? Are you waking up at night to urinate? Are you sick and tired of prostate pills that just don't work? Sound familiar? If you are one of the millions of men with prostate problems that are driving you nuts, there is some great news. Prostagenix is the all-natural product that beat over 157 other prostate supplements in lab tests and was rated the number one most powerful prostate supplement in the world. Number one, because it works. So why not try some Prostagenix and your prostate troubles will be a thing of the past. You'll get a great night's sleep and stop waking up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom. To get your free bottle of Prostagenix, call now, 800-600-2020. That's 1-800-600-2020. Take advantage of our 90-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-600-2020. Do it now.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio.
online at kcnr1460.com.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
This is Carl Bott. Join Linda and me Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. We're going to discuss what's happening in our city, county, state, and nation. Join in. Miss a day, miss a lot. Free Fire Radio, Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m. When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Shasta Cruising is gearing up for the car show season and will be hosting Shasta Show and Shines from April 16th through the 23rd. Sign up online today for your Shasta Show and Shines 2022 Pit Pass, then check in at each event for your chance to win great prizes. Don't miss the R&R Auto Truck Repair Show and Shine and Poker Run and the Timberlord's Cool Axe Show and Shine April 22nd. Check out the full schedule of events at www.shastacruising.com.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Do you come alive in the great outdoors? Do you love to hunt, fish, or cruise the lake every chance you get? See it all at the Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 2nd and 3rd at the Reading Civic Auditorium. All you could possibly want or need to gear up for outdoors with over 150 exhibitors. From apparel to hunting, fishing, boating, camping, kayaking, mountain biking, off-road utility equipment, just to name a few. Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 2nd and 3rd at the Reading Civic Auditorium. Something for the whole family. Euro bungee, climbing wall, axe throwing, enjoy the beer garden with a variety of food. Win thousands in prize giveaways. $7 admission, $5 for seniors. 12 and under are free. Sunday, we will honor our veterans with free admission all day. Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 2nd and 3rd. Go to www.readingsportsmansexpo.com for more information. Presented by Pedigo Reading, Crown Motors, and California Customs.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Turning our attention back to the situation in Ukraine, Russia, etc., Volodymyr Zelensky addressed the United States Congress and made a series of requests, pleas for assistance, and we'll play you one of the highlight chunks of that coming up. And then I want to talk a little bit about Vladimir Putin, the position he's in, the way he's perceived in certain corners of the world, including the United States, and what are the prospects for him to actually get tossed out, which probably means bumped off. Former dictators rarely have a comfortable retirement in Bali or what have you. They usually end up upside down or at the end of a rope or full of holes against a wall somewhere or something like that. But first, this is the conclusion of Vladimir Zelensky's speech, in which after bringing up no-fly zone and more weapons, and that if we wouldn't do a no-fly zone, at least give us the planes to do it ourselves, he appeals directly to the United States and Joe Biden.
Today, it's not enough to be the leader of the nation. Today it takes to be the leader of the world. Being the leader of the world means to be the leader of peace. Peace in your country doesn't depend anymore only on you and your people. It depends on those next to you, on those who are strong. Strong doesn't mean weak. Strong is brave and ready to fight for the life of his citizens and citizens of the world. For human rights, for freedom, for the right to live decently and to die when your time comes. And not when it's wanted by someone else, by your neighbor. Today, the Ukrainian people are defending not only Ukraine, we are fighting for the values of Europe and the world, sacrificing our lives in the name of the future. That's why today the American people are helping not just Ukraine, but Europe and the world to keep the planet alive, to keep justice in history. Now I'm almost 45 years old. Today my age stopped when the hearts of more than 100 children stop beating. I see no sense in life if it cannot stop the deaths. And this is my main mission as the leader of my people, great Ukrainians. And as the leader of my nation, I am addressing the President Biden. You are the leader of the nation, of your great nation. I wish you to be the leader of the world. Being the leader of the world means to be the leader of peace. Thank you. Slava Ukraini.
Glory to Ukraine.
And then a sustained standing ovation, as you might suggest. You can keep it up, Michael. That's fine. As you might expect, rather, from Congress there. Although what Zelensky needs is not applause. He needs weapons. So powerful stuff indeed. I think it is. And this is not just, you know, a partisan thing. I'm not a big Joe Biden fan. I haven't been for a very, very long time. I think it's a terrible quirk of history that the President of the United States, the leader of this free world at this critical moment, is a fellow the likes of Joe Biden, a very tired phony, honestly, a glad hander and a backslapper, a very talented politician, but The guy's full of crap and has been wrong about most things through most of his career, according to, you know, a number of folks, including Robert Gates, former SecDef. I think it's unfortunate for the Ukrainians, but it's still not impossible that he and his advisors will do the right thing. Precisely what that is a very, very tough call. I will grant him that. A couple of emails I wanted to touch on very quickly, then get to a really interesting set of analyses about how likely it is Putin gets thrown out of office. So stay tuned for that. But got this note from Jay, first initial Jay. Can everybody please start calling Vladimir Putin what he is, the Hitler of the 21st century? What Putin's doing in Ukraine is genocide. By definition, namely, quote, the deliberate and systematic extermination of a national, racial, political, or cultural group. All that has occurred over the past nearly 3 weeks. Would anyone argue that Putin's military is seeking to murder whomever they can in Ukraine, including military personnel, lawmakers, and civilians? It is deliberate, it is systemic, it is extermination. I believe he's quite correct on that point. How many more video clips on daily international news broadcasts do we need to see Ukraine being destroyed and now 3 million people fleeing before we will all call Putin what he is? And by the way, they think it's been something like 1 million children alone have fled Ukraine now. Why does the U.S. government not have a bounty on Putin as well as was done with Osama bin Laden and others? Oh, right, because that might offend Putin. We're also not in the business of assassinating heads of state, and that's kind of not a thing in the modern world, Jay, but I see your point anyway. I'm well aware of NATO's history and that Ukraine is not a member state. Then he goes into some detail about various alliances we have. One thing that he doesn't discuss is the agreement made years ago that Russia and China and the United States would protect Ukrainian sovereignty if they gave up their nuclear arms for the good of the world. And the fact that one of those countries is blatantly, horrifically, cataclysmically ignoring that obligation and doing the opposite, and that the second signatory, China, is saying, nothing to see over here. And the United States is with NATO arming the hell out of the Ukrainians, but there's a lot more could be done, but we've been cornered into, shall we say, half measures. We'll call them three-quarters measures. Let's be fair. We're doing a lot. But we've been restrained from doing what truly needs to be done by the threat of nuclear Russia. And that's frustrating. Getting back to Jay's email, nothing was learned from World War II. Had Hitler been stopped years earlier, many of the horrible atrocities committed by the Nazis would not have occurred. Maybe Biden and other international leaders should just say openly that to them, Ukraine is expendable, and Biden et al. Are willing to watch its annihilation and do nothing while it is being annihilated. Putin can next do the same in other former Soviet republics that are not part of NATO, etc. Then he goes into more detail about the Hitler comparison, but here's the way history has unfolded many times, including, you know, the Nazi regime in the 30s in Europe, is that world leaders did say essentially what Jay suggested. You know, the first couple of places that Hitler invaded were arguably there are a lot of Germans there, and it's awful and wrong, and we're against it, but we're not going to do what it takes to stop it. But if he keeps taking territories, we're going to have to. And sure enough, Winston Churchill, among others, was shouting as loudly as he could, he's not going to be satisfied with A. And then when Hitler took B, Churchill made it clear he's not going to be satisfied with that either. Get ready. Arm yourselves. Get ready. It's clear what's happening here. And he was right. He was 100% right. Well, the world's making the same gamble now, to a large extent. Enforced or heightened by Russia's nuclear armed status, that no, it's probably just going to stop at Ukraine. Now, if he starts, like, going into Poland or NATO countries or the Latvia, Lithuania, Estonia, the Baltic states, well, then we're going to have to do something. But we don't have to yet. It's the same gamble in a lot of the same ways. Now, if I was a good talk radio host, I would smugly announce that we're seeing exactly the same pattern and we've got to rise up and take out Russia right now. But you don't know for sure. That was the problem at the time. There were plenty of really smart people of good conscience who thought, no, it appears that all Hitler wants is, you know, the Sudetenland or various regions of Poland, that sort of thing. They just happen to be wrong. They're deadly wrong. So these things are not easy. As I said earlier, I definitely share, and this may be the first and last time you ever hear me say this, I share Nancy Pelosi's sentiment that I want very much to unleash the full might of NATO and decimate the Russian forces, wherever they are. Decimate them. Those that survive, send them fleeing back to Russia. Further isolate Putin, punish him, crush him. Like that very, very much. But, you know, bellicose, let's go-ism is a dangerous thing, and it's an unattractive thing. I'm not going to serve. I'm too old. Fat. My kids are probably past age, although my son could probably enlist at this point. I doubt he would, though. And so I don't want to be that guy. Don't want to be that guy. We might have to. It may become utterly clear within a month or a year that, oh, we don't have any choice. But we don't know. A quick thought from Mike. Really interesting email. There's a real problem here, he writes. I've been shocked by the number of people I interact with in person and online that are defending Putin. People that are smart, successful people, particularly in church, believe that Putin has been vilified for decades by the media for some mysterious reason. They believe Putin is a godly guy that has worked hard to defend biblical roles for gender and sexuality. They say that Ukraine has been in a civil war for a long time and Putin's trying to end that for the good of Ukraine. And apparently the idiot buying into the propaganda, and I'm probably not even a Christian since I'm blinded to the truth of what's going on. Oh, and he, Mike, is apparently an idiot buying into the propaganda. Sentence is a little funky there, but anyway. I laughed off the goofiness of the conspiracy stuff they believed during the Trump years, but the amount of garbage people believe and the lengths that people will go to in order to believe anyone in the media is out to get them has brought me concern. At first, I assumed the people that say this stuff were Russian bots, but I've had opportunities to meet a few of these bots in person, as well as hear it from people I've known for years. I have no clue where they get their info. I have a bad feeling about where this goes in the future. Let's see, do we have time to dive into this?
During these times, we're doing our best to keep our minds and bodies strong. And getting a flu shot helps us stay healthy, so we don't miss out on what matters. Like having game night at home. Yeah, can't do that while sick with the flu. Now imagine family movie night that your daughter can't live without. Well, that's ruined. And don't forget your uncle's socially distanced cookout. See? That's why it's important to be at our strongest. Every year, millions of people in the U.S. get the flu. Especially now. No one has time to miss out on moments that matter. So get your flu shot. Find out more at getmyflushot.org. Brought to you by the AMA, CDC, and the Ad Council. If a
earthquakes, floods, or hurricanes, and hope they go away. That's why it's important to make a plan now. Ready.gov/plan has the tools and tips you need to prepare your family for an emergency. So if disaster shows up at your doorstep, you'll be ready. Visit ready.gov/plan and make a plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
My husband had a gun. Him and his friends would go years, we never thought that Emily could. There's a hole in our family that can never, ever be filled.
63 Americans a day die by gun suicide. With safe gun storage, we can give our loved ones a second chance at life. Learn more at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
People do some pretty cool things in their 40s and 50s. Why should saving for retirement be any different? I mean, they go instruments, start skateboarding.
Whoa.
Okay, maybe that one's not for everybody, but saving for retirement is. With ACEyourRetirement.org, you can get on track with your retirement savings no matter your age. Just have a 3-minute chat with Avo, the friendly digital retirement coach from AARP. You'll get personalized recommendations based on your input that are easy to understand and work with your lifestyle. It's quick.
Gnarly move, Dad.
Thanks, sweetie.
So wherever you are in your retirement savings journey, head to aceyourretirement.org and start chatting with Avo today. That's aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
One of the more brutal tactics Russia has employed in Ukraine is abducting at least two mayors to install pro-Russian replacements. But that doesn't scare Kyiv mayor and former boxer Vitaly Klitschko.
What are you going to do if the Russians try to kidnap you?
I am ready to fight. It will be not easy to do that.
Damn straight. That guy, you know who he was? That guy was the heavyweight champion of the world. You're not going to bring him in. Plus, mayors have all those giant scissors for cutting ribbons. There isn't a prison door that can hold him. We're going. Follow me.
All right. So I was dreading what joke was coming at the end of it. It was so lame, though, I can you know, let it go. The fact that, you know, we got an email from somebody. It's normally I just ignore it, but it's kind of stuck in my mind about, hey, Zelensky's no hero. He's a fool. He's led to the slaughter of his hero, his people. He should have just surrendered, because it's clear Russia's going to win. So, you know, what kind of hero is this guy? And I'm aware people, there are people who think like that. I'm glad that there are a hell of a lot more of you who don't think like that. And should the Chinese horde ever show up at our shores or that sort of moment ever comes for the United States, which I understand is incredibly unlikely for geographic reasons, if for nothing else. I'm certainly grateful that there are a hell of a lot more of you that would fight until your last breath. You would fire your guns until you're out of ammunition. Then you would throw rocks. Then you would fight with your fists. Yeah, interesting. The fact that the mayors of the cities have remained guns in hand, fatigues on, I think is incredibly admirable. So what about getting rid of Putin? What are the chances of him being overthrown? Don't have enough time for this, but I wanted to touch on it quickly. I've been reading some analysis by various experts, including this fellow by the name of Nanahal Singh. He's one of the world's leading scholars of military coups. His 2017 book, Seizing Power, uses statistical analysis, game theory, and historical case studies to try to figure out what causes coups and what makes them likely to succeed. Some of his key findings are that militaries are most likely to attempt coups because you can have a popular uprising or a military coup. That's the way you get rid of autocrats. And they consider popular uprisings fairly unlikely in Russia because Putin has done such a great job of clamping down on the population. Could be wrong, but, you know, that's probably less likely than a military coup. Anyway, so he finds, this scientist, that militaries are most likely to attempt coups in low-income countries. Russia's a mid-income country, fairly solid. Regimes that are neither fully democratic nor fully autocratic, that's another swing and a miss, because the Russian regime is fully autocratic, and he pretends that democracy is silly. And nations where coups have recently happened, and none of those apply very well to modern Russia. Haven't seen a coup since the early 90s, because the fall of communism was essentially a coup, a military coup. But at the same time, wars like Putin's can breed resentment and fear in the ranks, precisely the conditions under which we've seen coups in other countries. Says the political scientist, there are reasons why Putin might be increasingly concerned here, and he points to a number of military coups in some fairly prosperous countries in the last couple of decades. In Singh's view, the Ukraine conflict raises the odds of a coup in Russia for a couple of reasons. It could weaken the military leadership's allegiance to Putin, and it could provide an unusual opportunity to plan a move against him. More on that. Jack is off of his sick bed. He's going to rejoin us. Stay tuned for next hour. If you don't get next hour, you got to go. Grab it by a podcast
Armstrong
later.
Armstrong and Getty.